Video visits with inmates and participation in a federal immigration enforcement program were two flashpoints at a Democratic candidate forum last night for Mecklenburg County Sheriff. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Running the county jail is one of the main responsibilities of a sheriff. Recently, Sheriff Erwin Carmichael replaced in-person visits with video visits. The first two a week are free, but after that they are $5 for 10 minutes and $12.50 for 25 minutes. But still, he says it was about convenience for families and inmates.
They love it. We have support. Again, it's about creating more access. That was the whole reason of doing this.
Former CMPD homicide detective and sheriff candidate Gary McFadden says he would allow both video and in-person visits. City of Charlotte Human Resources Manager and candidate Antoine Ensley says he would also bring back in-person visits.
Meeting someone in person is fundamental to people healing, even in confinement. We can't treat people in confinement like they're less than human beings.
The topic generated a lot of questions at the forum sponsored by the NAACP. Anna London said her father is in the Mecklenburg County Jail for a DUI. She says video chats cannot replace an in-person visit.
I want to see my dad. I want to hug my dad. Other counties, you're allowed to go in a room and sit next to them and hug them. And my dad was an amazing dad. And the first 18 years of my life, he was clean and sober.
Another controversial program in the sheriff's office is 287G. It's been around for 12 years in Mecklenburg County. It allows the sheriff's office to partner with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to screen and detain immigrants living in the U.S. illegally after they are brought into the Mecklenburg County Jail. Carmichael says it helps identify who's coming into jail, but candidate McFadden says he wouldn't renew it if elected because it has other negative effects.
As a law enforcement officer, it damages the relationship between the community and law enforcement. We cannot get witnesses to come forward.
Candidate Ensley says he's against the program because it separates families. According to ICE, Mecklenburg County flagged roughly 1,300 inmates living in the country illegally last year. About 290 were deported. The primary election is May 8th, and there are no Republican candidates running for sheriff, so the winner of the Democratic primary will be sheriff. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.